Hi, this is Barely. This is an announcement going to anyone on the Libsyn feed. Please change over your feed to www.barelypodcasting.com/?feed=RSS2. I am going to be leaving the Libsyn feed shortly, so this is an announcement only going to the Libsyn feed people. Thank you.
Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gidgets and gadgets.
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provide. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
Hey, this is Steve.
And I'm Maureen from the Wicked Good Podcast.
And you're really listening to Barely Podcasting.
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Or if you're a new listener, welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. Obviously, you heard that because of the intro that was done by the great people over at the Wicked Good Podcast. So, well, let's see. What's going on today's show? That's what you're here to figure out, aren't you? To see if you're going to stick around. Well, come on, stick around anyway. But I'm going to talk about today, messy bathrooms. Gas is extremely expensive for some reason. My wife threw away something she shouldn't have. And no, I'm not sleeping. Let's see. Oh, yeah, and also, I'm a dumbass a lot. By the way, I'm going to be saying dumbass a lot in this episode, so if that offends you, I'm sorry. But yeah, I will say that over and over because, hey, it's a good explanation of stuff that I did. Also, I'm going to introduce a new segment. I don't know if it'll be a regular segment or not, but it's going to be pretty much podcasting news, just stuff that I'm finding that some people hear about, some people don't. So it's like, hey, why not just throw it into the show anyway? So that's what I'm going to do. And I think that's it. I'm getting out of here so we can start up the show. Okay, folks, this is a segment that I actually recorded by calling my own voicemail line because all of a sudden, as I started thinking about it, it flowed. I've tried it for 2 episodes. I'm just going to throw the whole message onto there. So, yeah, that's not the typical audio quality. It was through my my Bluetooth, which was hooked up to my cell phone in my noisy car. I cannot talk today. So, once the thing started flowing in my mind, I'm like, I'll give it a shot. I've listened to it. It sounds okay. So, well, with the exception of the background noise, but hey, that's what all my voicemails sound like anyway. So, here it is. I will see you on the other end of this one.
Hey, folks, it's Barely. Yeah, I'm driving into work, and I'm leaving myself a voicemail because I tried to record this on my last show, episode 38. Now it's episode 39, and it didn't work out. This little segment didn't work out, but it's happening again. So it's like, okay, I'll give it a shot. What's going on is I'm driving into work, and in the Chicago area, there are 5 major TV stations that all have morning shows that all seem to do the traffic. With this traffic, you have helicopters. They'll come out and fly over all the congested areas. And when they do that, you kind of get an idea where things are going to back up. Because if you keep an eye to the sky, hey, that rhymes, eye to the sky. but if you keep your eye to the sky, you can see if you see, like, Baltimore helicopter. They've done it to me again, folks. Last week, there was a big accident, and there were no choppers, so I had no idea this accident was coming up. Well, today, there was one chopper, and you kind of think, okay, well, that's where they were when they needed to get to this break, and kind of talk about, oh, here's where all the cluster bungholes are kind of sitting around just looking at some stupid, like, leaf on the road. There was only one, and they just happened to sit there, and all of a sudden, traffic comes to a screeching, extremely painful halt. And so now I'm stuck and I'm going to be late to work because I left early, and now some idiot decided he was going to dead stop and get rear-ended by the biggest semi that was ever created. So now I have to wait for that idiot to get his car off the road, but yet at the same time, you have all the cops that have to come out and go, I wonder what happened here, where's my donut? So I'm stuck on the expressway with only one chopper ahead of me letting me know that this is going on. I want GPS in my car that will also say where the stinking backups are so I can avoid these crappy things. We have technology that supposedly can do that. Why don't they sell it? I want it. And if they haven't ever created something like that, I'm copyrighting it right now. 2006 Barely Podcast Podcast. Yeah, so see, now it's copyrighted, so you can't take it. Now you create it, you owe me lots and lots and lots of money. Okay, I guess that's it. Hey, traffic's speeding up. I'm sure you heard me accelerate. I'll talk to you all later.
Okay, at work, I go into the bathroom and do my thing. Yeah, I mean, everyone does. I mean, it's not something that's kind of normal. And I'm beginning to figure out, I'm doing a regular segment about the bathroom every week. I don't know why. It's just things seem to kind of appear there, I guess you can say. So anyway, with this new group that moved onto my floor, which is eventually going to kick me off my floor and away from the office hottie, yes, I am married. I don't even know what this woman's name is. And she's like looked at me a couple times because she has to look at my desk when she's walking out. And it's never even a nice smile, but still, she's like hot. So I don't know. Anyway, what I've noticed, though, is these people will come in with a newspaper, read the paper while they're on the can, and then just leave it there. I mean, they just throw it on the floor. It's like, can't you just pick it up and take it with you? And I mean, they'll rip things out of it. But who's going to want to pick up a newspaper that has been sitting on the floor of the crapper where you don't know if a guy has missed or not? So, I mean, the thing could be urine soaked. There's no way I'm touching that. You did it. You brought it in. You pick it up. You take it away. That's what it should be. But no, they leave newspapers all over the place. I mean, I've nearly slipped and cracked my head on the toilet that I broke last week and nearly broke it again because I slipped on a newspaper. I mean, it's basic common sense, people. I mean, you're in a professional atmosphere. Act professionally, even when you're in the crapper. Is that too hard to ask for? But no, it actually even gets worse. I am so frustrated with this one. I walked in there the other day. Had to do my thing. Again, there were newspapers everywhere. I'm like, ugh. So I walk in, and I swear, some guy had to be sitting, but not really sitting on the toilet, and his ass exploded. It's what my wife and I call, like, explosive diarrhea or something, where you just kind of, you sit down, you release the valve, and all of a sudden, boosh, there's everything. I mean, it comes out within a nanosecond of you releasing. Well, it seemed like some guy released and wasn't sitting down because it was all over the toilet. And there had been no one coming in or out because I'd been sitting there and seeing the movement will kind of distract me a little bit. I'll also hear the door opening and closing, and the two doors, one for the men, one for the women's, make slightly different noises. So I've been sitting there for over a year. I know what the sounds are. I know who's coming in, or I know if someone's coming in or out of the men's room or the women's room. No one's been in the men's room for 20 minutes. That's more than enough time to call maintenance and say, My butt exploded. Please clean it up. But no, I mean, there's just literally crap everywhere in this stall. And you kind of sit there like, ugh, oh, that's sick. And then kind of going out, I couldn't even use the restroom. And I called maintenance. I'm like, someone's butt exploded. But as I'm walking out, I'm beginning to notice there are paper towels literally everywhere. We have garbage cans. We have two big garbage cans in the bathroom. Use them. Instead of just throwing them on the floor away, just kind of like, oh, hey, this is like a bar bathroom or something. I swear some of these people would treat it better if it were a bar bathroom than the work bathroom. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And thank you for letting me rant a little bit because I needed to get that off my chest. My drive home, and I know I've said I have a very long drive home, I'm used to knowing where the gas is cheap, where it's not cheap. There's actually one little area, it's about 2 miles long, just down one main stretch, and for some reason I always seem to think of Mikey from PNR on that stretch. I don't know why, I just do along this one stretch of road. But every time I get to there, I always pull in and get gas. And hey, I might get like a drink or something else because I'm in the car. I've been in the car for a while. I might be a little bit hungry or a little bit thirsty. Grab just something really quick to tide me over till I get home. Not a problem. Well, I go in to get gas. And I get about 3/4 of a tank. And they were advertising at $2.16. I'm like, oh, okay. Not bad. So I go in. I pump up. I go in. I grab a drink, I grab just a thing of chips just to tide me over till I got home for dinner, and then I go and check out. I'm thinking, okay, maybe 35, at the most, $40. The lady rings me up, and you know, the beep, okay, you put that aside, beep, put that aside, all of a sudden, okay, I'm on pump 4, she types that in. And all of a sudden, she's like, that'll be $110. I look at her. I'm like, what? I'm like, there's no. And she's like, no, that'll be $110. I'm like, no, I'm here all the time. There's never been a time that I've ever paid $110, even when I am, like, out of gas. She's like, no, it's $110. I'm like, and I finally look at her, and the guy that usually takes care of me, he's back there, and he's like, let me come over and see this. He's like, because he knows that I'm not going to be trying to swindle him or anything. But $110 for 3/4 of a tank of gas, and yes, I have a gas guzzler, but it's a Jeep. It's not a Hummer where it has like 8 tanks. It's a Jeep with an 18-gallon tank. That's it. That's not $110 worth of gas. That's not even $100 worth of gas. So he finally goes through and looks it over, and he's like, you hit the gas thing 3 times. And the lady's like, oh, I did? And he's like, yeah, you did. You hit the pump 3 times. You ran, so pretty much that was 3 times the amount I was supposed to pay. She rings me back up again. He's like, oh, well, I guess I was just trying to get you to pay for my gas. I'm like, not even a sorry. I mean, the guy apologized to me, and we joked about it a little bit. But she's the one who did it and never made an apology. Is that just wrong? I mean, to me, there's a little bit of common courtesy that goes here. It's like, oops, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And move on. Then you could make a joke. But she didn't even apologize. She didn't even kind of talk. All of a sudden, the next comment was, oh, I guess I was just trying to make you pay for my gas. Ha, ha, ha. Next time I go in, I'm not dealing with this one. And this is a different pump than the guy who always gives me a hard time. This is miles away from that. So it's not that gas station or anything. So I just think gas people don't like me anymore. I need to get a hydrogen car so that I need to get a teleporter, like in Star Trek, and I could just beam to work. That would be cool, because all of a sudden it's like, hey, I could sleep in like an extra 2 hours. I can work a little bit later and still pick up my daughter on time and then beam home and then be there, and yay, I can actually go home to lunch and record. That would be cool. I got to work on this. Anyone know transcendental physics or like dynamic physics or something along those lines? I'm sure there has to be physics in here, and I'm a dork, so I don't know physics. I just know things fall to the ground. So, hey, if anyone can help me build a transporter so I don't have to pay $110 worth of gas, I'd appreciate it. I know last week I had mentioned that I had gotten a new cell phone. Well, it was actually a warranty on my cell phone. So they sent me out a new cell phone with all the return labels and everything, saying, okay, yeah, just swap the phones out. Well, with my phone, I have a cover on it. There's a back cover and a battery. None of those they shipped. So I had to kind of manually move those over from my phone to the new phone and get all that kind of moving. There's also a SIM card in there that I had to move over. But I got it all over. And then I just sat the box down for a day. It happened to be garbage day. My wife goes through and cleans up, and I'm like, honey, I need the box. She's like, okay, not a problem. Leaves the box. Pitches everything else. She didn't pitch. It was a box, and then there was a box inside, and then there was like this bubble wrap, but it was like a big single pop thing. I guess it's for air cushioning or something. She didn't throw any of that away. She threw away the labels, the paid return labels, so that I could get this back. Also, if I don't get it back within 14 days, I get charged $150. I might as well go buy another phone at that point. So I'm asking her, I'm like, what'd you do with it? She's like, oh, I picked up a bunch of stuff and threw it away. I'm like, what? No, don't throw it away. That didn't you notice that it was like stickers and stuff like that maybe I could have used? She's like, oh, I kind of figured it was, but I wasn't sure, so I just figured it was trash. So I threw it away. No. So I frantically call my cell provider and sheepishly get on the phone. And I don't want to throw my wife under the bus on people that she's going to have to do business with. On here, hey, push right away, I guess. But with people that she's going to have to interact with, I guess, on a more regular basis than never listening to my show, I don't push her under the bus. I will do a lot of things where I'll take the blame, even though I had nothing to do with it. So I called up my cell provider and said, look, I accidentally threw away the return receipt form, and I know I'm coming up on it. Where should I send this, and how is it that I can best get it there? And they're like, oh, well, we'll just send you out a new sticker. And I'm like, that's great, but I'm coming up on my 14 days. I need to get this back. And they're like, nope, don't worry about it. We'll push that out because we know it'll take about a week for it to get to you. Don't worry about it. Just stick it on and ship it back. I'm like, I'll do that. I will do that. No problem. So I get to stick around with my old stupid phone that doesn't work for a few more days in a box that's all taped up because my wife threw away the label. I guess look at things before you throw them away and ask people who might be the owner of it. I mean, is that hard to think of? Boy, I'm ranting a lot on this episode, aren't I? Lately at work, I've been noticing a trend. People seem to think I'm asleep at my desk. I'll be sitting there listening to my iPod so I don't hear what's going on around me. And actually, lately, I need to start listening to more podcasts because I'm running out of them. Right now, I have like 2 hours worth of podcasts. That'll get me to work and maybe halfway home before I have to listen to like just music or, heaven forbid, real radio. But as I'm listening to these, I really zone out who's around me. I get a lot more work done that way. But people seem to keep coming up and being like, Barry, wake up. People seem to keep coming around me saying, hey, B, wake up. I'm like, I'm awake. I'm working. Oh, it looked like you were asleep. Well, I'm sitting here looking at a piece of paper, and not doing anything else. I mean, I'm working, and they're like, oh, well, you just didn't acknowledge that we were even around. I'm like, I'm tuning everything out so I could get work done. That's why I'm here, to work. Like, oh, just don't make it look like you're sleeping. And, of course, like, half the time, my boss is coming by. I've gone up to him. I'm like, I'm not sleeping on the job. He's like, oh, I know. You're just kind of tuning out so that you could get your stuff done. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, they're idiots sometimes. And they're Packer fans. My boss is also a Bears fan. And one of the guys who really does this a lot is a Green Bay Packers fan. So it's actually quite humorous to see that he kind of always gets that dig in there every so often. So, yeah, I'm not sleeping. I sleep at home. I'm not sleeping on the job that I can be caught with. No, seriously, I'm not sleeping at work, even though there are times that I'm just extremely bored. But I swear, I'm not sleeping. Okay, I guess it's time for me to look like a dumbass. Yes, that's right. I'm a dumbass at times, and that's something completely different than being a dork. I don't know why, but it is. Well, this happened last Friday. My wife wasn't working, and she hadn't worked that day, and we had watched a movie. And while we were watching the movie, she was getting sleepy. So she's like, why don't we move this upstairs? I'm like, okay, I'll be down in a minute. I'll be up in a minute. I was actually encoding the last show, and things just, I tried something different, it didn't work, so I came down to try to work on it again. 5-10 minutes. Not thinking my wife is in the romantic mood, I'm thinking she's just tired. So I hear her come back downstairs, she's like, what are you doing down there? I'm like, nothing, I'm just trying to tweak this. She's like, slams the door. Why is it I don't pick up on signals? I mean, supposedly this is a blatant signal that she was kind of, hey, maybe romantic mood kind of thing. I didn't pick up on it because she was moving the same way that she was asleep, and usually that means I can come down and kind of tweak. But no, I didn't pick up on the signal that she said, let's watch the movie upstairs. I mean, if you're going to give a signal, give it a little bit more blatant than that. That's all I got to say. Because otherwise, I'm going to look like a dumbass, which obviously I am. The other night, my wife was working, and when she got home, she was asking me, what'd you do with the mail? I'm like, it should be right there on the counter where I always put it. And she's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it should be. And we eventually forget about it and go to bed. Next morning, I get up, go to work. My wife wasn't working that day, so she gives me a call at about noon. And she's like, did you ever find the mail? I'm like, I thought I put it on the counter. I told you that last night. She's like, did you ever think you didn't take it off the top of your Jeep? I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, our mail, which had solicitations for credit cards and everything, was up and down the stinking block. And she's like, we could have had stuff stolen, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she was ticked, but she failed to see the humor in this, that I'm a dumbass. She did. I mean, come on. Where's the humor in it? I'm a dumbass. I screwed up. But she didn't find it funny. And I really couldn't be like all over exuberant and everything going, I'm a dumbass. You married a dumbass. While I'm at work. Of course, I did get a big kick out of it. But still, I'm a dumbass when it comes to I forget the mail on top of the car and I drive off in the middle of the morning. Fortunately, it wasn't raining because we did have some bills. But like my Sports Illustrated was in there and one of her precious catalogs that we never buy anything out of, but she has to flip through them every month, was in there too. So I think she was more upset that she might not get all of her catalogs. I don't know. But I guess I have to remember to make sure I don't leave the mail on the top of my car. But then again, I'm a dumbass and a dork.
Podcasting News. With Barely.
Okay, folks, I know you guys just heard that new intro. Yes, I am going to do an occasional segment whenever I see that there's enough there that I can do on podcasting news. I mean, just news in kind of the podcasting realm. And this one I'm having one other thing that's not really podcasting related, but yet it's still something that is important. And I'm not going to go into too much depth on these, just kind of, I might say a couple things here or there. Well, the first thing is it's wireless Amber Alerts. That's for if a child goes missing. There's those Amber Alerts that go up across the nation. There's a way you can get it on your cell phone, which actually is a little bit more convenient than like waiting until you get home. It's like, oh, it's right through that area. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. And you can sign up for your cell phone to get it. There's no charge to you. It's not considered a text message because it is a public service where they're trying to save and find kids when they get lost or kidnapped or something. So go out and do that. I mean, it just kind of keeps you updated, and they will also give you a message saying it's been canceled. So that's kind of something good to have. Next bit of news here is that the Seventh Son podcast, which I've already reviewed. I mentioned it several times. Huge fan of it. Well, they are getting on Seventh Son. I know I've mentioned it that they have the story thus far, which has been a lot of guest podcasters, an occasional writer, and there's been, I think, an executive producer of a couple shows on there. They pulled a major coup. J.C. Hutchins pulled a major coup on this one. He is getting Nathan Fillion. If you don't know who that is, if you're a fan of Lost, he's going to be a guest star on there coming up here real soon. But then again, if you're not a fan of Lost, but you're like a sci-fi fan, if I say the name Mal Reynolds, Captain Mal Reynolds, would that spark your interest? It's the captain from the TV show Firefly and the movie Serenity. He is going to be reading the story thus far on November 14th. So that's a pretty big coup, namely for JC, who's just doing it out of, I guess, his dining room is what he's told me. So that's that. Also, at Podcast Pickle, they are going about and doing another round of Podcast Wars where you can kind of go through and see out of 11,000 podcasts, which are the better ones out there. Everyone gets to vote on them. It's kind of an interesting thing, but those just started. Also, I'm debating on keeping this one in or not, but Nate and Di, who were kind of inspirations for me, they helped me out at the beginning, have decided to call it quits, is what their website says. I talked with one of them on Skype today. It was a text messaging through Skype, so I'm not sure if it was Nate and or Di. But they then went for lunch. But they said that they might be coming back. So I don't know if I'm breaking news here or not. But according to their website, they are gone. And I did want to say farewell to them. But they might be coming back. So that's interesting. We might have some more Nate and Dice. So I guess it's news that's not news that I'm throwing a rumor into. Okay, that's the news.
Barely's time in Japan. No wonder they call us ugly Americans.
And you just heard my dorky music for the Japan segment thing. I still got to get something better for that. I mean, I'm not happy with it, but I never found any music that really fit the intro. So if anyone can kind of give me a couple ideas, maybe a song that you might have heard that might help a little bit, let me know. I definitely appreciate any help with the intro to the Japan segment. But I wanted to go about this week and talk about Japan sports. And I know what you're thinking. Okay, yeah, sumo wrestling. Ooh. Now, I was figuring on going maybe a little bit more Americanized Japanese sports. Baseball. Yes, there's been a few baseball players that have come over from Japan recently. One's floating around. I don't even know what team he's on anymore. There's one on my Chicago White Sox. There's one on the New York Yankees. There's one. Oh, he's on the Seattle Mariners. Those are three big ones right now. But Japanese baseball, while it follows the traditional rules of American baseball, for the most part, is very different if you're there as a fan. First of all, the balls The baseballs in Japan are softer. And what that means is that gets more distance out of them. There's more of a reflex when a bat hits a ball, and it'll send it out a lot further. More kind of like using a rubber band and being able to stretch it a little bit more, you'll get more distance off of it. That's what is one of the big changes you'll see on the field. Off the field, though, it's a completely different atmosphere. In America, I mean, you kind of go and you just kind of have fun. You watch the game, you cheer for your team, and that's it. There, they have cheerleaders. And it's not like you're thinking the cheerleaders like the buxom women who will be kind of sitting there with pom-poms and short outfits and everything that all the men kind of going, ooh, look at the cheerleader in this section. No, it's not that. It's usually guys who will be up there just leading cheers. They will go through and start just a big chant, and you get like these little plastic bullhorns almost without the mechanical part, but you'll be able to yell into them, and then they're the ones who actually invented thunder sticks, too. So you can kind of smack those things together, and they make a lot of noise, and it's really annoying if you're just sitting there wanting to enjoy the game. 20 years ago, they had thunder sticks that they would smack these things together, and they'd really get into it. But also, they would not really have your traditional food there. They had traditional Japanese food. Yeah, there was like a hot dog and everything, but it's not like a hot dog. It's a Japanese hot dog, which isn't really a hot dog. It's a Japanese hot dog. I don't know how else to explain it, but it's a Japanese hot dog. Definitely not. And being from Chicago, where we have fantastic hot dogs, if you ever come to Chicago, you have to go and get a hot dog, a Chicago-style hot dog. There's a few places. If you're coming, let me know. I'll let you know where to go. But the Japanese just don't know how to make a hot dog. I mean, not even just the dog part itself. But they'll have the Japanese style hot dogs. They'll have sushi, sashimi, all this stuff. I mean, you could get green tea while you're there. Just, you can't go and have like a pizza and a pretzel and a brat and a beer. I mean, that it's hard enough to find that. Well, the beer you can kind of find a little bit, but they'll have sake. And all this other stuff that's like, this is not at a baseball game. Also, you dress up for a baseball game. I went to a game there. I got a shirt that was for the local team that had a couple Americans on it. So it's like, hey, I'll watch this. I'll root for this team because they have a couple major leaguers on there. Well, I seem to be the only person dressed like that at the game. Everyone else was kind of dressed up a little bit more but still kind of rowdy a little bit. And it's definitely a different atmosphere. I mean, you don't have the wave. You don't have all the brawling, I guess, that you could say that goes on in sections where you kind of, if you're sitting next to someone who's a fan of another team and you kind of get that back and forth going, you don't have any of that. It's just a lot more calm and controlled rowdiness, which takes all the fun out of being rowdy, I guess you could say, because it's controlled. But that's really how you see a lot of the way their sporting events are. Later, I'll go into a couple sumo events, which were actually pretty interesting, and namely with people who are there. But I figured I would go with baseball, because right now, the American League All-Stars, who were, after the season's over, they're doing like this promotional tour in a few places that do play baseball. The Americans are going over and kicking the Japanese butts right now, so yay us! Also, one thing to note, when I did say that there were a couple Americans playing over there, a lot of times you'll see, maybe not your top-of-the-line star, but maybe the guys who are also on the team, and they're kind of the ones that you don't really think about too much, they'll eventually go over to Japan at the end of their careers. Because they can start spiking their numbers again. Because, like I said, the ball is softer, so it'll travel better. And these guys are power hitters and everything. They're used to seeing this kind of stuff. And for some reason, just the Japanese don't have like the momentum on the ball or something, and they can't swing it a bat to hit a ball that's very American baseball out for a home run. So they softened it up. I don't know why, just did. But you'll eventually see some kind of stars heading over that way towards the end of their careers to just stretch it out a little bit longer. So that's me in Japan. Okay, goodbye. My review this week is going to be for a show that I finally got caught up on, even though it's not all that... There's not that many shows in it, but yet it's still a show that I really am enjoying. It's Steve's Midlife Crisis. And Steve is what I am calling another Corbite. And what a Corbite is a show that was sponsored or initially inspired by Corby from the Twisted Pickle. So that would include myself... Corby, I don't know if you'd call him a Corbite or not, but he's kind of the reason, so he could be an honorary one. But you have, like, myself. You have Public Nuisance Radio, which I've reviewed. You have Chit Chat Moms, which I've spoken about. And now you have Steve's Midlife Crisis, which is definitely another Corbite. Because, well, Steve is actually Corby's cousin. I mean, go figure. A little bit of nepotism there. I think I'm the only one who, in the group of Corbites that I know of, has never met Corby. Go figure. And it's a term I came up with. But, yeah, Steve is another Corbite. He was inspired by Corby to do it and got a lot of help from Corby, just like I did. I could probably almost say what the advice was. I still have that email that Corby sent me. But Steve goes through and does... very similar to what my show does and what Corby's show does, kind of finds interesting aspects of their life to put onto a nice little show. Well, Steve also has been going through a lot of trials and tribulations, I guess you could say, with his wife wanting a new car. And he goes over and he kind of keeps you up to date, doesn't give it to you right at the end where he can tell you the whole story, kind of keeps you going through it. So you get a little bit here and then something will happen and he'll tell it on the next episode. Which is actually a really good way to do it instead of just telling you the whole story, because then all of a sudden it's like a standalone show. You don't have to come back. Steve actually has kind of come up with a way to make it that you want to come back. He also has gone through and detailed how he met his wife. And that took 3 episodes to do. He broke it up into 3 segments. And I joked with him saying, you're going to give me a heart attack here because I want to know the end of the story. But yet at the same time, it was a very good time to make the pause because it did keep you going. It did keep you holding on. Steve is an excellent storyteller. And he doesn't go through with any bite or anything. He comes through and it sounds very honest and very real on what he's saying and how he's saying it. So you just kind of get enthralled in the story very quick with no having to worry about anything else. It just, all of a sudden you're there, you're in the story, you're part of it. So I recommend Steve's Midlife Crisis. That's my review this week. And yeah, I'm going to throw his promo here at the end because he does have one now and actually I can use it. So here it is.
Midlife Crisis Hotline.
Hi, I think I'm having a midlife crisis.
What seems to be the trouble, sir?
I've been listening to Steve's Midlife Crisis. Have you heard him?
Yes, sir. I'm well aware of www.stevemlc.com. We have calls on it all the time. We are not affiliated.
I think I'm having a worse life than he does.
No, sir. Your life could be a lot worse than his.
I just got done listening to all his shows and I want to throw myself through a plate glass window.
Now, sir, please don't throw yourself to a plate glass window. Things aren't that...
I can't take it anymore!
Lucille, we lost another one!
Please check out Steve's Midlife Crisis at www.stevesmlc.com. New shows coming out weekly, and you can find them on iTunes.
That's 3 this week.
All right, folks, well, it's towards the time that we wrap up everything, so I'm going to quickly go through here. I have a couple voicemails that were not me. I swear, I didn't call myself on every voicemail. But the first one here is from Chad from Me and the Bean, so let's listen to Chad here.
Hey, Barely, it's me from Me and the Bean, catching up on your shows, and I was listening to 35, and you reviewed our show, and I just wanted to thank you. That was a great review. I appreciate it. And also, the women cutting the hair thing, the Bean has just realized that I'm never going to notice, so... we've come to an understanding. But yeah, they can go get 4 inches cut off their hair, and I won't notice. It's sad, but it's the plight of men, I guess. So I'm still enjoying the show, and glad you're enjoying ours. And I'll talk to you soon. See you, man.
And thank you, Chad, for that. And honestly, when it comes to my reviews, I'm always nervous about them because I always think I blew it. I'm not a professional reviewer. I've never really ever reviewed anything. It's just I kind of want to go through and say, hey, look, here's a great show, and here's why you should listen to it. But yet I think I always overthink it, and it's just me. It's just how I'm stupid. So I appreciate that, Chad, that you commented back on that you liked the review, and I did mean it. And I mean, I even go back over, like, 3/4 of my reviews, I go back over. I'm like, oh, I should have said that, or I should have said this. So it's nice to get the feedback back from someone I reviewed saying that you appreciated it. So I appreciate that. Also, I just kind of wanted to put a little bit of an extra bit onto this one, Chad. The wife cutting the hair when the bean cut has her hair cut like 4 inches. I mean, when it's long, yeah, you don't notice it. But my wife just did something to me that killed me. My daughter has always had just like her bangs cut and everything. I mean, really cute. I like it with long. I like her with long hair. Yesterday, I get home from work and my daughter runs up to me and she has her coat on. And I'm like, oh, hi, sweetheart. How you doing? She's like, daddy, 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 daddy. I knew she was getting a haircut because my wife had talked about it like 8 times that day. I take my daughter's coat off. It's in a bob. I mean, it's just down below the nape of her neck. It's like, oh, don't do that. But I was like, oh, it's so cute. I'm like, no, she needs long hair, ponytails and pigtails and stuff like that. Don't put her in short hair again. We got into a little bit of a tiff on that one. Nothing really bad, but still, I'm like, this is what I want, and you agreed that you would do this. So, hey, Chad, I'm envious of you that you have boys so that you could keep their hair short, and that's the way it's supposed to be, and that's that. But when it comes to girls, I lose on so many fights on that, so I want to win one. Okay, and our next comment here is from Steve, from Steve's Midlife Crisis. Go figure, I did just talk about him a few minutes ago.
Hey, Barely, this is Steve with Steve's Midlife Crisis. I just got done listening to show 38, and I want to make a reference to one of the stories that you told about having your office located right outside the women's restroom. You know, that's a great thing, but as the calendar looks right now, you have about 3 to 4 weeks to get your desk removed from that area, because after Thanksgiving, the last place that you're going to want to be is sitting right outside the door of that women's restroom. Trust me, I've been married for a couple years now, and, well, I'm not going to say much more than that. I think you can figure out the rest. There is nothing worse than the smell that a woman can leave in a restroom. Guys are bad, but oh my God, the women smell. Oh, I hope I'm not giving too much away in my own marriage, but oh man, just do what you can to get moved, dude. You got about 4 weeks, so clock's ticking. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, Steve, I've been sitting at my desk for over a year now, so I do kind of know what can happen. And fortunately, the smell doesn't come out of that bathroom. Thank God. But you've been mentioning on your show, and Steve and his wife have been thinking about getting pregnant. Which, hey, great. More power to you. I'm very happy for you, dude. I just have to warn you. My wife always used to refer to whenever she had a fart when she was pregnant or when she was having her period as the most rancid things to ever come out of her body. And I'm not sure if your wife is like that. I know my wife is, because she's the one who came up with the term period farts, which, oh my God, I mean, those things are just rancid. It kind of burns in your nose and singes the nose hair and everything. There is nothing worse than a pregnancy fart. I don't know why. But it takes a period fart to the nth degree. I mean, where you kind of sit there and you're crying. Your eyes are burning. And you're just sitting there like, no more. I'll tell everything. I mean, honestly, that's a good method of torture and maybe interrogation. Is just put a few pregnant women in a room and just let them rip a few. And then let them walk out and see if the guy will be, if he'll cave. I'm sure he would very, very quickly. Okay, I have a comment here from Fried Geek over at friedgeek.com, and he says, you got to watch out for who you pick on. I was a quiet kid, but in the third grade, I finally snapped and used my lunch thermos to pound on a bully after being sucker punched, from behind, getting off the bus. Really should tell that story in my cast. I think you should ride a bike between the haunted car and your between the haunted car and crashing into your house. Jeez. Then his next one said, "Oops, I put that on the wrong. I put this in the wrong post. God, I'm a tool." So it just took me a second to realize it, even though I've read it like four times. Well, I would ride a bike, except I live about 55 miles away from work. For me to bike 55 miles, I would have to be up at 2 in the morning to make it there, maybe. And then I would get home at 9 to 10 o'clock at night. That leaves me no time to do anything. So, yeah, I'm stuck with the car, and my wife works pretty close. So, that's that. Also, have a comment here from Adrian from The Gas. And he says, how lucky am I? My girlfriend's parents live in Africa. Yay! Ha ha ha, sucker. That does blow, I feel for you. No, wait, I don't. I don't know what it's like to be hated by the mother-in-law. Never been there. Have you tried roofies? Valium, sedate her. Okay, I've never drugged her. Actually, I think she likes me. It's just, right now, it's that personality conflict where it's like, I don't like you. So my mother-in-law and I just don't get along. And she kind of knows that she thinks I'm quiet. I mean, if she really ever listened to the show, she would realize I'm like a motor mouth. And a dork, but I think she already understands that one. So, yeah, that's pretty much everything. I did want to make one more. Oh, yeah, there was one more comment here. I completely skipped over it, but I didn't miss it. It's from Eric at theerichour.com. And what he says is, hey, Barely, I've enjoyed show 38. You've got me hooked on the rookie, and I really like Lacuna Coil. I even bought one of their albums. Keep searching for the next great thing. You always seem to find it. All the shows I've listened to expose me to all sorts of new stuff that I would have never found on my own, and it's starting to get difficult to keep up. That's what podcasting's all about, and that's why I love it. Keep up the great work, Eric. And yeah, Eric, I appreciate it. I've read this like four or five times, and I still screwed it up right in the middle. Go figure. I'm such an idiot. Lacuna Coil has actually been the band that I've played on the past three episodes. And I keep forgetting to mention it because I'm a dumbass. And actually, there is one final thing I do have to mention before I leave. And I keep forgetting to mention it because I'm a dumbass. So what did I put in the comment to myself? Dumbass, mention this. So I am going to mention it this time. But yeah, Lacuna Coil, they really do remind me of like Evanescence. Kind of gothic hard rock. I mean, it's just, it's entrancing almost. I really love the music. So, yeah, they're on this one too, and they're over at music.podshow.com. And I think that's, no, I can't be a dumbass this week, and I got to do this for the next eight episodes. I have put up a survey link through the PodTrack, which is now doing my stats and everything. They also supply like a media kit. But I need to kind of know what my listener base is like. There's a lot of information there. I mean, give what you want to give. But I do ask that you come over to the website at www.barelypodcasting.com. Over on the right, there is a button that says Listener Survey. It will not give me who you are. It will not give me anything along those lines. So it's very much information that's very anonymous. That's the word I'm looking for. But if you could go over there and fill out the survey, I would appreciate it. I'd like to get maybe 100 or so surveys completed so that I have kind of a good idea of who I can go for maybe a sponsorship here or there coming up. Help me out with my expo fund. I am thinking early on this one. And I keep talking with my wife about I'm going to the expo. I'm going to California in September. And she's like, yeah, we'll see what happens when it comes around. But yeah, sure, you can go. She thinks I'm just going to forget about it, which I'm not because I'm doing all this. So yeah, go fill out the survey. I would definitely appreciate it. I'm not going to know who you are. I'm just going to know I have this amount. And I might, towards the end of this two-month push, just kind of say, hey, look, fill it out again. Fill it out three times. But I need that information so that it makes it a little bit easier for me to kind of get potential sponsorships. And if you don't want to put in income and stuff like that, don't worry about it. Don't do it. But yeah, just get a lot of the information on kind of the show and maybe a little bit of a demographic on who you are so that they'll know who to target to advertisers for me, which I would really appreciate so that I might be able to actually like go to the expo. So anyway, I think that's pretty much it for me. Thank you. You can go and check out the website at barelypodcasting.com. Leave me a voicemail at area code 206-984-DORK, which spells dork. And that is area code 206-984-3675. And you can also leave me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com. And I think that's it. I will talk to you later, folks. How the hell can I do any work with this? This podcast can be found on some of the best podcast directories out there, including iTunes, Podcast Pickle, and Blueberry.com. On the way, Okay, I guess it's time for me to be a dumbass. Yes, it's the dumbass segment. Oh, I guess it's time for me to be a dumbass. I don't know why I found that. I find that phrase funny. It just is. But the phrase is, I don't know what. It's time for me to be a dumbass. Why is this so damn funny? Okay. Focus. Oh, boy. Okay, let's see if I can get it out this time. Just a couple days ago, my wife calls me at work. Well, no, it didn't start off that way, dumbass.